Blog Talk Radio.
Women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Monday, January 16th, 2012. Today is the first show of the new year. So first of all, Happy New Year and Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Plus Model Magazine has started the new year off with a bang, with the January issue going viral. The explosive editorial, which asks the question, what is wrong with our bodies anyway, has been making headlines and has got people talking. Plus Model Magazine editor Madeline Figueroa-Jones recently appeared on ABC World News Tonight with Diane Sawyer and Entertainment Tonight. If you missed anything, head over to the website at plusmodelmag.com and join the conversation. Erica Watson's Fat Bitch is coming back to L.A. for one night only, Tuesday, January 31st, at the Comedy Central stage at the Hudson, located at 6539 Santa Monica Boulevard. Tickets are available for free, but you must RSVP in advance by calling 323-960-5519. And for more information about the show, visit FatBitchTour.com. And I'm coming to Baltimore, Maryland to host Curves Rock Fashion Weekend, July 27th through the 29th. For more information and to get involved with this event, visit CurvesRockWeekend.com. And Plus Model Magazine is a proud sponsor of the Fuller Woman Expo, which will be September 21st through the 23rd in Detroit. For more information about that event, visit thefullerwomanexpo.com. Now, I'd like to introduce the newest addition to Plus Model Radio, our newest contributor, Stephanie Penn. Stephanie is the editor-in-chief for the Daily Venus Diva magazine and will be keeping us up to date on all of the breaking news in the Plus community. Now, tonight's guests include Plus designer Jill Alexander, and from the explosive editorial I mentioned earlier, What's Wrong With Our Bodies Anyway, photographer Victoria Jana Viskoski. Now, please forgive me for slaughtering these names. And Plus model Katya Zerkova. But first up, before we get to the guests, is Stephanie Penn, who's going to give us the latest with what's going on in the industry. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. So tell me what's going on in the industry.
Well, as you know, last night was the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
And did you get a chance to watch it?
I didn't even turn on the TV.
Oh, no. Well, if you go to the internet today, you'll find all types of coverage on it last night. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk about some of the fashion. Well, not really the fashion, but some of the things that happened surrounding the Golden Globes. First up, I'm going to talk about Queen Latifah. Now, I love Queen Latifah. I don't know anyone who doesn't love Queen Latifah. She has a new movie out in theaters right now, and she was slated to be a presenter last night during the awards show. But when I posted the gowns of the evening, you know, the plus-size women in gowns on DailyVenusDiva.com, one reader commented that I forgot about Queen Latifah. I would never forget about Queen Latifah, but apparently she forgot about us because she arrived to the show 15 minutes late even though she was presenting. So she had to wait in a holding area until the host finished his monologue. So that was a lot of buzz about that today, about Queen Latifah not being in any red carpet photos, coming to the show late or whatnot. The movie Joyful Noise is out, and she's getting mixed reviews on it. So the last thing she really needs is some bad press. So if Queen Latifah is listening, my message to her is we still love you, but we need you to get it together. Next time, come 15 minutes early instead of 15 minutes late. So that was one thing that happened yesterday. I still have photos of her, though, of her in her gown. So if you visit DailyVenusDiva.com, you can still see photos, but you will not see any red carpet photos with the queen. Next up is Octavia Spencer. I want to talk about her win last night because she won for a Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress in her role as Minnie in The Help. So big kudos to her. Applause for that. Did you see the movie or you didn't get a chance to see the movie
yet? I haven't had a chance to see the movie yet, but I have had a chance to work with her. And
okay. She's
very nice, and I really like her a lot.
Well, she seems nice. A lot of people don't know she's been in the industry for, like, over 15 years. She's paid
right. Her
dues.
Right.
And so people are calling her story kind of Cinderella-like because although we've seen her in movies, like, her resume is long. We've seen her in Ugly Betty. We've seen her in Beauty Shop and countless other roles. But she's been under the radar until now. But a lot of folks don't know is that she lived with director Tate Taylor before. Not too long ago, before the movie came out, and he's the one who introduced her to Catherine Stockard, the author of the book that the movie is based on. And she was in the middle of writing that book when when they were introduced to each other. And Octavia is actually inspiration for the character Minnie. So this role and this award was meant to be. And she never know if the person that you're meeting today may be the one who helped you tomorrow. Because
right.
that role was written for her.
Right,
so,
yes,
deserved
it.
I
wasn't watching, but I was following the Facebook and Twitter feed, so I know she won, and I was excited.
Yeah, I was too. I was very excited. Last thing on the radar today is Chris Humphrey's sister. Apparently Chris Humphrey's, who was married to Kim Kardashian, has a sister who is a plus-size model. I never knew that. I don't know who else knew it. But
mm-hmm.
I never knew he had a plus-size assistant.
Well, we didn't know who Chris Humphries was before.
Exactly, before Kim Kardashian.
So probably wasn't even anything exciting until he got married.
Exactly. So Kayla makes her second reality show appearance in the premiere of Remodeled, which is a new CW show about a fashion world expert, Paul Fisher, who's trying to whip small modeling agencies into shape. In this episode, which airs tomorrow on the CW, Paul Fisher is trying to get Kayla to sign with a local talent agency. So, and as I said before, this is her second reality show appearance because she was one of Kim's bridesmaids in the wedding special. But, of course, like you said, we didn't know who Chris was. We definitely didn't know who Kayla was. So with this being her second show that she's on, I'm sure this will not be the last time that we see Kayla on reality TV or in TV, period.
And she's very beautiful.
She is. She is so pretty. Her eyes are just, like, mesmerizing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait to see more of her and see what happens. I'm sure somebody's going to take the fact that she's Kim Kardashian's ex-sister-in-law and take that to the bank and
right.
use that to their advantage. So, but that's what we have as far as news today. I just wanted to talk about some celebrity news and the Golden Globes and what the blogs are saying about who and, plus-size women, because it's very seldom that plus-size celebrities exposure that they deserve. So.
Well, thank you. That was great, and welcome to the Plus Model Radio family.
Thank you. I can't wait to come back next week. I'll have something juicier for you all.
All right. Can't wait. Thank you, Stephanie.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye. I'm not sure if I muted myself, but I think I'm back up. So our first guest tonight on the show is Jill Alexander. And Jill Alexander started creating designs for herself after becoming frustrated with what retailers had to offer her curvy shape. Alexander founded Jill Alexander Designs in June 2009 in response to ongoing requests for her custom designs. Alexander's inaugural collection broke the mold on fashion for curvy women. Her designs departed from the solid, dark colors that curvy women have always been told to wear. Instead, Alexander incorporated bright colors, patterns, and sizing designed to flatter the natural curves of a woman's body. Jill Alexander Designs is committed to designing high-quality clothing for the curvy woman, size 12 and above. Let's welcome Jill to the show. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you?
I'm terrific. I'm so honored to talk to you tonight.
Yes, so let's go back to the beginning. Tell us, how did you get your start in the fashion industry?
Well, actually, my start in the fashion industry, I mean, my very first job in fashion, I was 14 years old. And I was a stock girl at a store that my mom was the manager of. And I was around fashion pretty much my whole life. And when I was in my 20s and I graduated from San Diego State, I went to work for Ann Taylor as a visual merchandiser, which is a job that's very, it goes hand in hand with design, because what you do is you look at the collection as a whole and you decide how the collection's going to work together and how you're going to offer it to your customer. And so from a visual standpoint, I was working in various stores in Southern California, and customers kind of, they sought me out. Mm-hmm. So they, you know, I've always been curvy. And at that time, I think I was a size 12. And Ann Taylor went up to a size 12, and they carried some 14s in stores, but it was mostly up to size 12. So when a customer that was about my size would come in, she would kind of seek me out and ask me what to wear. So I learned really early on how to fit a curvy body with, you know, regular size clothing.
And so prior to this, were you already sewing clothes for yourself? You already had the sewing skills?
No, honestly, I wasn't doing any sewing at that time. That all came a little later, after I had kids, and one of my daughters, my youngest daughter, got involved in theater, and because of my love for fashion, you know, when your kids do stuff, you end up volunteering, doing all
right.
Volunteering. So I signed up for costuming,
mm-hmm.
and I learned really quickly how to sew. And the cool thing about costuming is you don't have to be very good at it, because mm-hmm. there's a 40-foot rule, and the kids are going to be 40 feet away, and so it just has to look good on stage. But the thing I liked most about costuming was that you would watch these little kids, and they're running around the stage at rehearsal, and then all of a sudden they put on their costume, and they became that character. You know,
wow.
You watch them be transformed, you know, into this other person. And I really feel like fashion does that for people. Like you put on an outfit that you love, that you feel great in, and you're transformed into
right.
something else.
It gives you
right?
a new attitude and confidence.
Absolutely, absolutely. You put on something that you think you look great in, and you can conquer the world.
So when you realized that you wanted to start this line, did you have any obstacles starting your own plus-size clothing line?
You know, fortunately, I've had so much support. When I decided to go, I went back to school when my kids were, you know, older and needed me a little less, and I learned all the technical things. By that time, I could really sew, because I'd been sewing costumes for years, and I was doing some private pieces for people. And so I went back to school to learn about the industry and manufacturing and pattern making and all of the ins and outs of design. And I just had so many people that had my back and really supported me, that it actually took off faster than I was even really ready for, because I was
wow.
really planning. Yeah, I was planning this career move for when my kids were in college.
Mm-hmm.
So I was starting to get my feet wet again. And word spread like crazy. I, you know, I'm still kind of stunned about how all this happened. And so my kids are, needless to say, not in college yet. I have a couple of years left with them. But, you know, I'm full-blown into the business now, and I'm loving every minute.
And so now you're you're full blown into the business and you're getting active in the Plus community. And I recently saw you at Marie Denae's Blogiversary, where you were an official sponsor of the event. Now, did you know these types of events and that the Plus community existed before you started this clothing line?
No, no, definitely not. You know, since I've been actively involved in, you know, on a fashion end, that's when I kind of discovered this world, you know, this very active, positive plus size community that really takes care of one another. It's a fabulous community.
Right, right. And let's talk about your clothing more specifically. Now, for those that are listening that are not familiar with your line, tell us what types of clothing do you carry?
So what we've done is we're manufacturing ready-to-wear for plus sizes 12 and over. We go to from a 12 to a 22. And the whole idea behind my line is versatility. I want a woman to be able to buy a few things each season that work with things that she's got from the last season, trousers, dresses, blouses, and really build on her wardrobe rather than just buy, you know, onesie items here and there, like a dress to wear to one event. I really want to help a woman, you know, build a wardrobe. Mm-hmm. On the side, I've done evening gowns too, custom evening gowns, and I've kind of kept that business because there's such a lack in the industry, you know, that I still have women that will come to me for, you know, evening gowns, and so I provide that service too. But the heart of our business really is the versatile ready-to-wear.
And so what is the price range of the clothing you carry?
The price range is anywhere between $48 up to $228.
And $228 would be something like custom-made?
No, $228, we have some all-silk jumpsuits and some silk dresses and things that are a little higher end. But we manufacture in the United States. Everything's done in the United States. So, you know, our prices are going to be a little higher, but the quality is there. And these are not items that you're going to wear one time and they're going to sit in the back of your closet.
Right.
You know, the quality and the fabric is so nice that it's going to last for years.
Right, right. Definitely a lot of beautiful clothing in your collection. What do you think sets your clothing apart from other lines?
Well, one of the things that I think makes us different is the quality of the fabric. I use a lot of silk charmeuse. That's silk stretch charmeuse, so it's 92% silk and 8% spandex.
Mm.
And the high content of spandex, you know, is more costly in a fabric, but it makes the garment have what's called memory, so
mm-hmm.
that when you have it dry cleaned, when you're taking care of it, it always returns to its shape, and it allows your body some freedom. It allows excellent draping on your body. So I always try and have a high content of spandex. The other thing I think is the whole idea that my lines are designed to go with each other each season. So if you buy something from spring, it's going to go with something that you bought in fall.
Oh, now you do that on purpose.
I do that on purpose, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
If it's the colors will go together, or how will it go together?
Absolutely. So whenever I'm designing a new collection, right now I'm in the middle of designing fall 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm looking at what we had in spring and what we had last fall.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to continue what I started and provide pieces that will go with both collections that you can change up. And we're actually starting to show that on our website, how different pieces go together, because at the heart of what we do is all about wardrobing our customer. We want
wow.
you to have a full closet where you wear everything in your closet.
Right. I really like that, because some pieces you get from, you know, a little cheapy piece from somewhere else, and then you throw it away and it's no good. But you have
right.
timeless quality pieces that you can wear over and over for a long period of time.
That's what we strive for. That is at the heart of everything we do.
Now, recently you showed your collection overseas. Now, tell me about that.
That was the experience of a lifetime. That was so much fun, Shanice. You know, I'd never been to England before. And we got there, and we were welcomed with open arms. Angel Sinclair and her whole group, they I can't say enough good things about them. They were so organized and so streamlined and just so welcoming. And then the night of that show, everybody who arrived, they were so excited to be part of the show and to be, you know, seeing the show and involved. And it was just an amazing experience. And it was the first show of mine that I have ever seen because they wouldn't let me backstage.
Oh, so you got to just be a spectator.
I was a spectator. And that, for any designer, is so hard to take your hands off.
But it turned out nice.
Oh, it was so great. Everything was perfect, and it was such a treat to be able to watch people's reaction to the line. It was just, you know, something that I had never experienced before.
Now, are you ever looking for models for fashion shows or photo shoots? Because there's a lot of plus-size models listening to this show. And if so, how can they submit for your clothing line?
Absolutely. We're always looking for models. And we actually go, you know, all over the United States, and we show in different areas. So the best thing that you can do is submit a headshot and a full body shot to info@JillAlexanderDesigns.com with your measurements and a bio of any work that you've done or people that you've worked with. And then we keep all of that on file. And as we travel, we have needs for models. We go directly to our follow.
Well, awesome. Do you have anything coming up that we should know about or be on the lookout for?
We always have stuff. We always have stuff coming up. You know, our next stop is Vegas. We'll be in Vegas in February, selling the fall line. And then, you know, after that, we have a few things that are in the works that are not confirmed yet. So I can't talk about them yet.
Well, you have to come back and tell me about it.
I would love to.
And tell us your official website.
The official website is www.JillAlexanderDesigns.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and continue success with your clothing line.
Shanice, thank you so much for having me. It was great talking to you, too.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And up next on the show is Victoria. And I apologize in advance for the pronunciation of the last name. I'm going to say Jana Zavilli. She's going to tell me. But Victoria is a fashion and beauty commercial photographer based in New York City. She studied photography at the London College of Fashion and honed her skills by assisting big-name fashion and beauty photographers in both London and New York. In 2009, Victoria relocated to New York to launch her business stateside. Let's welcome Victoria to the show. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, pronounce your last name, because I was messing it up.
Oh, it's fine. It's a very complicated Georgian surname. It's Janashvili, and it pretty much nobody can pronounce it well. So.
Okay. Well, that makes you feel better. So,
yeah.
How did you get your start as a fashion photographer?
Well, honestly, I was in London studying economics, because my parents always told me that art is not something that you do for a living.
Right.
And then once, absolutely accidentally, I met a very, very famous fashion photographer who invited me to assist him. And since then, I fell in love with photography even more, and I decided to do it for business. And I assisted for a few years, and then I went to school. And now here I am. I'm taking pictures of plus-size models, and I love it.
So what do you love most about shooting plus-size models?
Well, honestly, my first shoot with plus-size models was this summer. It wasn't that far away. It was about 6 months ago. I was with Ken Maitland from Wilhelmina.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never, like, I never shot women that were more than size 2 or 4.
Hmm.
And I was amazed with how beautiful her buddy is and how gorgeous she is as a woman, and the fact that she has so much personality in her, and the fact that she's not a 15, 16-year-old model, because, you know, a grown-up woman looks at you differently. There is a completely different energy about the picture, about the posture, when a model knows a little bit more about who she is and how to act in front of the camera. And since then, I fell in love with plus-size models, and now pretty much that's my favorite subject.
Now, some photographers do not shoot plus-size models. Do you think it's more difficult shooting plus-size models versus a straight model?
I would not say that. I think that, I honestly think that everybody has their own specialty, and it's really hard to take a good picture of something that you don't appreciate, don't love, and don't understand. And I think that people should take pictures of something that they really enjoy. Some people enjoy taking pictures of flowers because they really love flowers. Some people like taking pictures of men, and obviously they like men. I'm really amazed by women's shapes, and that's my favorite subject, even though it's a little bit weird since I'm a woman myself.
Yeah, so you're not a curvy woman yourself? Well, you have curves, smaller curves.
I'm a size 8. So I think I'm pretty much good, and I'm very comfortable in my body. And honestly, I was starving myself a lot before I met plus-size models, but now I feel so much more comfortable about my own shape and about my own. I feel much more comfortable in my own skin, which is something I never thought would ever happen to me.
Wow. So before shooting plus-size models, you were kind of self-conscious?
I really was. I was on diet all my life. I think I wasn't diet since I was 14 or something like that. And I always was aiming for the size 2 or 0, and a few times I was pretty much a very hardcore diet. And especially being in the world of fashion, you know, having models around you most of the times, and I'm not a very tall girl either. So I always felt like I'm, you know, this chubby little girl running around those tall, gorgeous 15-year-old skinny girls, and of course I felt very self-conscious, and at some point it just really started messing with my mind. But honestly, after meeting a lot of plus-size girls who taught me a little bit more about self, and I've seen them doing things that are just amazing. Like, for example, the shoot that I had with Jen Maitland, we were shooting her completely naked, and that was my first shoot with a plus-size model. And I don't know any regular size model who would be able to walk out there wearing very high heels and just stand out there naked looking at me like, take a picture of me already. You know what I mean?
Inspiring to you.
So comfortable. Yeah, and it's like, it all depends on how you own it. If you own it and if you have the spark in your eyes, if you're feeling comfortable in your own skin, nobody can stop you. And it's just the beauty of that. And everything else is just details. It doesn't really matter. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Now tell me, how did you come up with the concept of the What is Wrong with Our Bodies Anyway editorial?
Well, what happened there is that Katya approached me on my birthday party, and I didn't know that she was a model at that time. She was a guest of a guest, and she pretty much was there, and she was like, hey, I always wanted to take a picture of myself with a really skinny model. And I'm like, this is so random. This is coming from nowhere. You know what I mean? Later on, we started talking about this, and she told me about the backstory and how she was thinking about doing this shoot for over 10 years now, and that she didn't know exactly how to pose it, how to create it in a way that it would not be offensive towards anybody, because there is a very thin line about saying that skinny is wrong and about saying that there is difference. So that's why we tried to make pictures as loving and as appreciative as possible, not to point fingers at anybody, because skinny can be healthy too. It's just healthy is so different for everybody. And that was the biggest challenge, I think.
Well, when she approached you with the shoot, you hadn't done a photo shoot with her before, because I know you two did something together for Plus Model Magazine before this editorial.
Well, in real life, we actually did the Plus Size Model cover after this editorial, which was really, really strange, because What's Wrong with the Plus Size Bodies, this editorial took a lot of time in production, and it was in circulation for a few months. We actually shot it in October, And the next day, we shot another one for Plus Model Mag that became the cover of that month. And that was pretty much 2 days in a row. We just had the shoes from the from one shoot, and we decided to shoot the next day, and then we submitted the pictures, and then it worked out like that. So
it was just released at different times.
Yeah, well, they just released at different time. And the shoot that got so popular these days, it was actually sent to so many magazines out there, and it got sent to so many people, and there was a lot of talks to a lot of people in the industry that were discussing about, you know, maybe publishing it, and that's why it took quite a lot of time. I think it took 4 months for the shoot to actually get published.
Now, who is the faceless model in the editorial? Is she a straight-size model or just a friend of yours, or who is that? Because we can't even see her face, so she's not getting any credit.
Of course. It was actually her request that she's a working model, and she has been working for over 7 years, and she walks the biggest catwalks in the world. She's actually a very, very, you know, well-known model. But she asked, she did it as a personal favor because, you know, she's a really good friend also, but she asked us to keep her identity hidden just because she wasn't sure how this would affect her career. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel very protective of her, and she's a really, really great girl. But she has been on a diet all her life, and she pretty much never eats anything at all. And the funny thing about it is that she is very pro plus size, but she needs to make money. And her only option is to do what she does.
Right. So she's kind of starving herself to stay that small.
Yes, because otherwise the clothes just don't zip. And, you know, she needs to pay her own bills, and it's just important for her.
Well, how does she feel about all the attention that this photo shoot is getting?
She's very happy that it's getting attention, and she's very happy that we're doing something about the issue that these girls are feeling, you know, so discriminated sometimes. And so she feels very happy about everything. Otherwise, she would never be in that picture. And she fully supports the idea. And I actually speak to her on the phone sometimes about this. And she is extremely happy about the whole press that we're getting. And
now, were you shocked by all the media attention that this editorial has gotten?
I'm very shocked. And I'm very happy, honestly, and I still can't even realize how big it got. The other day I opened the website, and I've seen that over 1 million people opened the editorial on the Plus Model Mag website. And
yes.
Then it's just ridiculous. I can't even imagine so many people.
So has
it
this
feels like so many.
Has this inspired you to do more projects like this to promote positive body image?
Oh, absolutely. I have a lot of projects in my mind at the moment. I already shot a few more editorials that I don't want to talk about at the moment, but they will be released in the next couple of months that have a similar message behind them. They're a little bit different, but it's all about taking out the message. And somehow, to me, it became very personal. I never thought it would become personal, honestly. I never thought that I would be so passionate about that. But honestly, you know, some time ago when I was shooting regular size models and I was doing a lot of beauty and a lot of commercial stuff, and I was praying to learn how to do photography but still have a meaning and message behind this, because at some point it became very technical. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I feel that I was sent a message of, you know, plus size models and the whole movement, and I feel that people are so responsive towards that, and I feel like I'm doing something right. You know what I mean? It's not just taking a pretty picture anymore. It feels like it's a pretty picture with a meaning, which is so moving to me.
Right, right. It is really amazing. It took a life of its own. So
yeah.
Do you have any other projects coming up that you can discuss that we can be looking for?
Oh, absolutely. Very, very shortly, there'll be two big editorials. One is coming with Whitney Thompson.
Oh.
That I don't want to talk about it yet because the pictures are not released, but it's a very, very fun editorial, and it will be out shortly. And another editorial is featuring three of my favorite models in the world. It's, of course, Katya. It's Gian Borgella, who is a very good friend of mine and one of my most favorite plus-size models that I shot so far, and Whitney. And we've done something absolutely amazing together. And honestly, it's so hard not to talk about that, but very, very shortly you'll see the images, and I really hope that they stick to you.
Oh, well, I'm definitely looking forward to that because I love all of those models too. So that's going to be something coming up in Plus Model Magazine?
I'm not sure about that yet. I think you will know all the details in a couple of months and, you know, in between those couple of months. But that is going to be something just so fun and so bright and so different from anything I've done before.
Now that you've gotten all this attention, has your photography business picked up? Have you gotten a lot of more bookings?
Well, I had quite a few models calling me and asking for tests, and tests is something that I do a lot, and I'm very happy about that. But at this moment in time, I'm just waiting to see what else is coming up. I would love to start shooting more of commercial work for Plus Size World, and I really hope that this helps me get the clients that I'm looking for. But I haven't sent my book out just yet. We were dealing with the press, and we were dealing with press releases. I've done quite a few of interviews, and I really didn't have any time to sit down this year and actually, you know, do business.
Right, right. So if anybody is interested in booking you for a shoot, what's the best way to get a hold of you, and what's your official website?
My official website is victoriajanashvili.com. I know my surname is very difficult to pronounce, but the credits are below under the shoot with Katya, or you can easily find me on Plus Model Mag or on Facebook. And, you know, you can just send me a message either through my email address or through Facebook or anyhow else, and I would gladly respond and we can schedule something.
Well, it was a pleasure speaking with you, and you're based in New York, right?
Yes, I'm based in New York City.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to try and get out there and shoot with you one day. I'm in L.A., but maybe you'll come out to L.A. and do shoots with models.
I would love that. I would be delighted to do something like that.
So you're going to stay on the line because up next is Katya, but she her English isn't as, accurate. So you're gonna be on the phone just to
I'll
help us out.
I'll try my best to help and translate everything that I can.
Okay, so our next guest on the show is Katya, and she is a Russian plus-size model who has taken America by storm, and she is featured in the January issue of Plus Model Magazine in a new editorial entitled What is Wrong with Our Bodies Anyway? That went viral. She has signed with Wilhelmina Models in New York and has modeled for companies such as Kohl's, Macy's, Nordstrom's, Fashion to Figure, and Forever 21, to name a few. Let's welcome Katya to the show. Let's see if we can get her on the line.
Right.
Now, Victoria, you're still there, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Katya? Katya? Huh?
Let me try and text her, maybe.
Yeah, well, I see her number, but I can't hear her.
Should she call back?
Yeah, tell her to maybe hang up and call back, because I see her on the line, but we can't hear her.
Mm-hmm. I just spent the whole day with her. She's such a great person to hang out with. She has the most amazing energy in the world.
Well, I can't wait to speak with her. The pictures are phenomenal.
I can't wait for you to hear her. Her English actually got so much better after the shoot we spoke with her, and I was like, this shoot is going to get some publicity. You better learn English. And now what she does is all day long, pretty much. She is, you know, with books and Netflix, and it's improved tremendously, and it's such a pleasure to hear this.
All right.
Hey,
Cassia?
Hey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you
How
Cassia?
Are you?
Oh, my God. Hey. I did it. It's awesome.
So tell me, first of all, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm fine. Yes, I need to say sorry that my English is not perfect, but, you know, I sound really very good when I speak in Russia. So maybe you will try someday.
Well, tell me, how are plus-size bodies viewed in Russia? Is it different from in America?
Yes, it's really different. You know, for Russia, I am really too big. You know, I was first plus size model in Russia. I helped my friends to become a plus size model. We started to introduce plus size modeling in Russia, but never got the same reaction as a skinny model, unfortunately.
Mm.
I thought that we can change something, but, you know, now when my pictures was published, Russia was only one country whose 19% of comments that I am too big. Can you imagine?
Wow.
But, you know, it's very important for me that media in Russia really support me. So together, it's really cool that with media we're trying to change opinion about beauty standards, about plus-size modeling.
Right. So before you got started as a plus-size model, you were doing television production. Tell us some of the things you've done with television.
I was working on television like a producer 10 years. I was start like assistant, and I became a TV producer, like a big TV producer. So I was done a lot of show for young people. I was work on music channel, and also I was hosting morning TV show when I was trying to help women feel comfortable in own body. So also I have like a hosting a cooking show. And it was really fun and, you know, very good time for me because I try to help women to feel very comfortable in own skin.
Do you still produce today or not anymore?
For that moment, I am not producing any program in Russia because I am based in New York City. But I have a lot of idea when I will be back, maybe I will create some TV programs about modeling again and about women.
Okay. Now, how did you get your start as a plus-size model?
You know, I was always plus-size model because I was always not size 0 and not size 2. I was always actually like 12 and 14. Now I am 14. I came in agency with my friends, and agency was signed me and showed me the book when I saw plus-size model for the first time. Actually, it was American book, you know, and it was 1997. It was in 1997.
Okay. And
so, for start that moment, I became like a plus-size model in my small town, and all my life, I feel that people, you know, don't appreciate me because of my body not enough skinny. It's like a crazy idea about that in Russia. But I am lucky girl because my mom really helped me. She worked like a photographer, science, actually, it's her profession. And she did a lot of pictures with me every day. So finally, I realized that I am very pretty because of my mom. She really helped me with pictures.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, my childhood, it wasn't easy for me. When I was born, I looked like a boy. When
no.
I was five. Can you imagine? Yes. It was really interesting story because all people in the street told my mom that, oh, what a shy boy you have.
Oh,
and
no.
My mom was really embarrassed and always confused with answer. You know, actually, this is a girl.
Aw.
Yeah.
People are mean.
Kind of, yeah.
So why did you move to America to pursue your modeling career, or was it something else?
Yes, it was just because of modeling. I was always dreaming about being a plus-size model in the USA. Because in my opinion, you know, that USA is one of the countries who gives plus-size model opportunity for job.
Right.
I feel very comfortable here, really comfortable. I am on my place. You know, it's the first time when I feel that I am on the same level as a skinny model. This is very important for me, like a human. I moved 2 years ago, and, you know, it wasn't easy for me to move.
But finally, all dreams became true. It's a fairy tale, and I think this is a life. You know, to rent apartments without credit history, new rules, new country, all my friends and family in Russia. You know, I think that right now a lot of people who move to USA can understand me, because it's not easy to move to USA, but it's worth it.
And how long have you been here?
2 years. Already 2 years.
Oh, just 2 years?
Yes. But
that's
thank you so much. It's too long for me. I'm already 2 years here.
So have you been back to Russia yet, or is it too expensive?
No, I was back in Russia for a while, maybe for Christmas, for birthday of my mom. So I was spent in Russia for the last 2 years, maybe just 2 months.
Okay. So was it hard getting started as a plus-size model in New York City?
You know, first of all, it was really hard to make working visa here, because I had to prove that I was working as a plus-size model in Russia. As I said before, industry in Russia is not developed at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it took me 10 years to get a lot of magazine publication and all the papers together. I was published in Cosmopolitan, Russia, in 2006. In 2007, I was published in Elle, Russia. Mm-hmm. And after that, I worked for Elena Miro, Italy. So,
hey, wait,
only
so you're saying you have to show your work to get your visa?
Yes, it's very important. If you want to work in USA, if you have a Russian passport, you must to prove that you already was worked like a plus-size model in Russia.
Oh, okay.
So it really helped me that I to get publication in Russian Cosmopolitan in 2006. In 2007, I did Elle, Russia, and I was working with Elena Miro, Italy.
Okay.
It was very important papers for my working visa. So after all of this, I had a real chance to come to USA. So I was waiting.
And so why did you want to do this editorial for Plus Model Magazine?
You know, all my life, I always wanted to show people how different are plus-size models from regular ones. I had an idea, but, you know, I couldn't make it happen because I couldn't, it happened without a good photographer such as Victoria. And also, I see, you know, a real woman every day here in New York or when I'm traveling in another state. They are like me. Maybe I'm taller than they are, but we are the same because we are still human. We are not models, you know. We are not like a size zero. We are human and we are women.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted every woman to believe in themselves. I am always believe that the way we are right now is the way we were meant to be. So let's just enjoy our life, please, woman. Let's just enjoy our life. This is very important. The one of my pick and editorial is in Uttanasana pose, the pose from yoga. I want everyone to realize that to be a plus size doesn't mean being unhealthy.
Right.
This is a very important for that editorial. We are plus-size girls, but we are not unhealthy women. We can be human, and please, world, appreciate us, because we are still very important people for that world.
And were you surprised by all the media attention you've received from this editorial?
You know, I'm honest, was surprised how many people appreciate this. More than 1 million people checked my website, and this is very important for me.
And your website went down, so many people were looking.
Yes, 1 million people. Actually, I wasn't ready for this. It
right.
was really a big surprise for me. I also want to say thanks to England, Germany, Denmark, Australia, Italy, Russia, Sweden, France for supporting our story, because without people, that pictures will be not so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought that people can unite for such a great idea, you know.
Right.
I
so
feel that I have a big family in every part of the world.
Well, good. Have you gotten new opportunities, modeling opportunities as a result from all of this exposure?
You know, I have some offers after that, but we'll see what happened. My favorite words, actually, I never know what can happen tomorrow. So, we'll see what can happen tomorrow.
So, what do you have coming up that you can tell us? Anything coming up that we can be looking for?
You know, very soon, it's Kabi Runway Show with San Diego. Actually, it's very close with Los Angeles. It will be Wednesday and Tuesday, and I will be working on runway. And usually the show, runway show, it's really amazing.
No, wait, I didn't catch all of that. It's a runway show?
Yes, it will be Kabi Runway Show.
Okay.
And Kabi that's Runway coming... Show in San Diego.
San Diego?
On Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay. And then Victoria told me you have some new pictures with her that she can't you can't tell us about, but to be looking out for it.
Yes, we have some really interesting pictures, but we never showed before. Yes,
right.
Hopefully very soon
yeah.
we will be published again. Some really interesting story.
So is your website working now? Is it back up and running?
Yes, it's back up and it's working now. Thank you, God. It's www.zharkova.com.
Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. We didn't even need Victoria. You did a good job.
Oh, thank
yes,
you.
I'm very proud.
Vicky,
yay.
I love you. Thank you so much for pictures. And, you know, I want to say a huge thank you to Madeline and Plus Model Magazine for everything what they did for me, because this is a really very important magazine for me. You know, when I was in Russia, I was always watching of Plus Model Magazine, and I find a lot of information in that magazine. Actually, I think that I came in the USA just because I was read a Plus Model Magazine.
Oh, so you were reading Plus Model Magazine when you were in Russia?
Yes. It was first magazine and best magazine who really opened for me everything in plus size industry in the USA.
Wow.
So this
and so
is
that was a dream
me,
come true to work for Plus Model Magazine.
Yes. Plus Model Magazine forever for Katya Zharkova.
Well, awesome. Well, continued success with your career. I'll be watching big things to come from you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And thank you to my fabulous guest this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.